We are in Tawila, approximately 60 kilometers the west of El Fashir. The Médecins Sans Frontières teams are facing now a massive influx of people fleeing away from the city. In recent days, more than 1,000 people have arrived at night with several trucks and by walk after an extremely dangerous journey between El Fashir and Tawila. Many were in state of great weakness, suffering from malnutrition, from dehydration, and a lot from violence-related injuries. Yesterday alone, our team provided medical care directly at the health post we set up at the entrance of the town for 250 patients approximately. Among them, there was a lot of children suffering from acute malnutrition, very weak pregnant and lactating women, and several dozens of people wounded by gunfire or other acts of violence. More than 150 patients had to be transferred to Tawila Hospital, including around 20 requiring life-saving surgery. Already last week, more than 1,300 people fleeing El Fashir arrived by trucks on the 18th and 19th of October, adding to the approximately 800,000 people already displaced in Tawila now. Among this new arrival, our team have screened 165 children under the age of 5, and among those children, 75% were acutely malnourished, with more than a quarter in very severe condition. As of today, Tawila Hospital is overwhelmed, and our surgical team are working now in full capacity. We are seeing more and more arrivals by walk and by trucks, and we are expecting in the coming hours of days or days more and more arrivals. We remain very concerned for all of those who are not been able yet to leave El Fashir and who might be trapped on the road. Many are still at risk of violence or abuse before they can reach Tawila safely.